Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, December 15th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows mining company executives connected to a potential open-pit iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin gave Governor-elect Scott Walker $10,000 around the time the developer contacted Walker and others about the project. In addition, three legislative candidates, two of whom lost in the 2010 fall elections, received a total of $29,750 in campaign contributions from the mine developer, several of his executives, and attorneys with a law firm that does business with the developer and the mining industry. All told, the nearly $40,000 in contributions to Walker and the others came from 29 contributors between early August and early October, and all but one of the contributors had never before given to a Wisconsin political candidate. Media reports say mine developer Chris Klein of Beckley, West Virginia, created a company called Gogebec Taconite that purchased an option last spring to lease the mineral rights on 22 miles of land in Iron and Ashland counties. Since then, the company has contacted Walker, state and local officials, an area Indian tribe, and a conservation group about the mine and the state's process for mining permits. With us to talk about the campaign contributions and how they relate to the future of this project is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. First, Mike, it's been reported that projects like this take years because of the environmental issues, state permits, and other requirements. What do you make of these contributions coming along now? Is this some sort of strategy that the Democracy Campaign has seen before?
These are pleased-to-meet-you donations. These are people who have shown up on Wisconsin's doorstep. They would like to start mining up north, and they started making some initial contacts with some state officials and with some candidates who were hoping to become state officials. And you know, about a month or so ago, we reported on our blog that we had found some contributions made by these interests, first contributions they had ever made in Wisconsin. They'd never donated a dime to anybody, and all of a sudden they were starting to donate to some Wisconsin candidates, and it happened to coincide with the time when they were starting to knock on the door asking about the possibility of mining in northern Wisconsin. And as we kept digging, now we found that among the recipients of these donations was Scott Walker, and he got $10,000, and so they were looking at a few legislators that I think they were hoping to cultivate as possible supporters, people who could take the lead in ushering this project through. And obviously, they also decided that Scott Walker was somebody that they should invest in, and gave him $10,000, and of course he ended up becoming governor.
Is there anything significant about whom the contributions went to and why so much came along in a relatively short time frame? I mean, the project, it is in northern Wisconsin, and two of the four people that got contributions are Milwaukee legislators. They were outgoing now, Democratic State Senator Jeff Plaley of South Milwaukee and Republican Representative Mark Honnadel of Milwaukee. And this is, as we said, in Ashland and Iron counties.
Yeah, I don't think it has so much to do with where the legislators are from, but what the legislators have a track record of doing. And Jeff Plaley, who was defeated in his bid for reelection, was known as a very pro-business sort of conservative Democrat. And I think these donors were looking to hedge their bets a little bit. They wanted some money on some Democrats and some Republicans. I think they were looking for people who perhaps could serve as point people, who could help bring this project to fruition and clear the way politically. And Jeff Plaley is somebody who was very friendly with the utility companies and with other business interests over the years. And I think they really singled him out because they saw in him the possibility of a Democrat who would be friendly to this kind of project. So I don't think it really mattered that a couple of these people were from Milwaukee. It was really, I think what these donors were in search of is people who could be friends of this project, regardless of what areas of the state they represented. And, you know, in some cases, they put money on people who ended up losing the election and aren't going to be around in the coming session. And then in other cases, they put money on people who ended up winning, Scott Walker being the most notable example of that. In the governor's race, they picked a winner, and they put money on Walker, and of course, he now is the governor-elect.
What should people look for in the future if this project seems to move ahead? Will there likely be more campaign contributions or an expedited process to speed up the project? Any thoughts at all?
Well, we're going to have to watch carefully about how this project proceeds and if there's any movement to try to remove political hurdles or if there's any action taken by the recipients of these donations to sort of grease the skids for this project. I think you got to expect that there's going to be more money flowing in. These interests basically have appeared on Wisconsin's doorstep. They weren't campaign donors in the past, except for just one of these individuals had made a previous contribution. They pretty much all showed up somewhere between early August and early October and started throwing some money around. And I think those really were pleased to meet you donations. And as their relationships develop and as they continue to have contact with these politicians about this project, I got to believe that more donations are going to follow those introductory donations. And I think you'll probably see them start to also look for other legislators. They put money on a couple people who didn't end up winning the election. I think they'll continue to search for people who might be friendly to this project, who they could support. And so I suspect you'll see them cast a wider net and throw money in more directions.
Okay. Well, thanks for your comments, Mike. To view more details about the amount and timing of campaign contributions surrounding this potential mine project, check out the Democracy Campaign's December 15th report on its website. Thanks for listening.